Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one, running one, growing one, or selling it, even if you're trying to get rid of it. We got something that will help you there. You can find it there. Something that either I or one of my Brain Trust members have said or written is there to help you, and including our good friend Art Kleiner. Art's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Age of Heretics, he's editor-in-chief of Strategy and Business, which is a quarterly magazine. Art, tell us how we can find you. And can I get your magazine in an app?
You'll be able to get our magazine in an app pretty soon. We're just putting the finishing touches on it.
Be sure to let me know.
In the meantime, our website is www.strategy-business.com. Strategy-business.com.
So check that out. I want that app when it comes out now. So let me know.
We'll be doing a lot. And we also have a Facebook page, you can find us on
And what is the Facebook page?
Well, I don't know what the page is exactly, but if you search for Strategy Plus Business, you'll go right there.
All right, so check it out, folks.
Anyway, for me, Art Kleiner, and you can get there from there.
All right. Art, you used a word in the previous segment that coherence.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously, we all want to be coherent. I mean it's like, duh. That's what I'm thinking, a coherent, of course. But I don't think, you know, I mean, I can see us looking around at an employee saying, you're not being very coherent, or the employee talking to another employee saying, I wish the boss were more coherent. But,
yes.
but I don't think we typically use that word to think about our business model being or not being coherent.
So say, first of all, we did a survey not long ago of top executives of, you know, the sort of Fortune 500 companies, and more than half of them said we don't think our strategy is what it needs to be to keep us to sustain the growth in the revenue.
And when
in
I think
words, our strategy isn't working.
When I think of strategy, I think of the thought process that's going to take my company from where it is to where it's going to need to go in the future.
Exactly.
Okay,
and
so go
that
ahead.
Thought process has two parts. Who is the customers that I want to reach? And then who am I? What can I do well? Where do I excel? What are my capabilities? And especially, what are the capabilities that set me apart from everybody else?
Yeah.
What can I do that nobody else can do as well? And oddly enough, very few business people think of those two things at once.
Isn't there a third thing, though, Art? Isn't there the world that's changing things that you and I have to fit into? Isn't that the third one?
Well, there's that, but that's part of who the customers I want to reach and where are they going.
So you're saying if we're paying attention to the customer, they're going to tell us where the world's going.
Well, so for example, I publish a magazine, mm-hmm. you know, edit a magazine. So I have to pay attention to apps, and I have to pay attention to tablets, and
right.
I have to be aware of what people will be reading magazines.
Because one of your customers just asked for it.
But I have to be there when they ask for it.
Right.
So I have to be watching for what they're not yet asking for. Well, from any good, I have to be. And I have to be thinking not just, you know, what am I putting on the web this week, but what do I need to be doing on the web, you know, 2 years from now, and how do I get ready for it?
Well, and you and I just had a little interplay there, folks. If you remember, I asked Art very honestly, not a setup at all, when is your app going to be available for your magazine? Now, if he had said to me, like you may be saying, when customers ask you about apps for your business, yes, you should be thinking about this, folks. If your customers ask you, and if Art had said app, what do you mean app? What's an app, Jim?
Thanks for the idea.
That would have been that would not have been a good answer. Or if he said no, we're not going to do an app, that wouldn't have been a good answer. But even though you don't have your app ready, by the fact that you said we're building one, that tells me, number one, you're with it. Number two, you're trying to serve me. And that's a good answer, even though the app's not ready.
And I'll say one more thing, which is we don't really know enough to put a full-fledged, super interactive, game-like strategy and business app. So we're sticking to what we know well, which is, you know, looking at articles and issues in depth and figuring out how we can get that across.
You're crawling before you walk and walking before you run.
And we're trying to be coherent. We're trying to match what our ambitions are with what we know we can do well. And then we're trying to grow what we know we can do well bit by bit because, you know, companies don't expand their capabilities that fast. Small ones, big ones, we're all good at something, and it's not always that easy to suddenly, you know, even if we acquire another company,
right,
to become good at something else.
But I want to come back to your customer thing that
right.
you mentioned. This is very important. Your customers are not going to gig you. They're not going to abandon you if you don't have something, if they think that you're building it, you're working on it. If you're completely oblivious to the direction they're going in,
yeah.
they'll start abandoning you.
Eventually.
Your app isn't perfect, if it's not the best app in the world, they're going to give you credit for having one.
Or they're going to use it.
Yeah, they will.
I don't think anybody's out there saying, you know, strategy in business is worthy. I think they're out there saying, you know, I go there because I get something I don't get anywhere else.
Right.
And the same is with your show, and the same is with every other listener here
yeah.
and their business.
Yeah.
By the way, I just need to say that most of the ideas on coherence are coming from the work of Cesare Minardi and Paul Einwand. I just want to
right.
make sure
you
that
mentioned,
I don't take
you mentioned them in the
ideas.
Previous segment. I'm glad you did. And did you tell me there's a book that they've written?
Yeah, it's called The Essential Advantage.
So check it out, folks. I'm sure that's available wherever books are sold. Art Kleiner, what a great time we had today. Good job today on everything.
Sir.
We'll see you next time. Art Kleiner, folks, he'll be back. And don't forget, his book is called The Age of Heretics, which I like a lot. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.